Jaguars back to work Thursday afternoon. Week 8 in the National Football League rolling along. Dolphins-Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday. Run game is a big topic. Toby Gerhart back in the practice field this week. He's been battling a lower leg injury since he was horse-collared in Week 1 at Philly. It'll be interesting to see how he shares carries this week after Denard Robinson ran 22 times for 127 yards and a score last week. Now, this week for Robinson is a little different. His first big game in the National Football League last week. But it's not like Robinson hasn't seen a big game before. Look at his 4 years in Ann Arbor, of course. But for number 16, there's still plenty to improve. And he's focused on this week of practice and the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, we got to move forward. I mean, right after the game, I really wanted to move forward and watch film and try to break it down and see the things that I could work on. It was a couple plays I left out on the football field. So I'm still down on myself. I want to get better, so I got to make it happen this week.
Let's go behind enemy lines and talk pass rushers. This game will feature two of the top 10 undrafted sack leaders in NFL history, or at least since the sack became an official statistic back in 1982. The Jags' Chris Clemens is eighth on that list with 62 career sacks, and Miami's Cameron Wake is 10th. With 56 sacks. Wake will line up on the offensive right across from Jaguars right tackle Austin Pastor. Now, he was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after the Week 1 Dolphins win over New England with three tackles and two sack force fumbles against Tom Brady. Pastor said that his weekly approach should not change when facing an elite player.
You know, it's a great honor, but you can't look at it like that. You know, it'll take you out of the moment, take you out of your game. I think, you know, that it's important to keep your mindset as, you know, it's about me and what I do, how I play, and then things will work out. I find that if I just keep my cool, Gus calls it staying in the zone, then I feel like I play my best.
Look for the Sexton Spotlight with Austin Pastor tomorrow right here on Jaguars.com. Jaguars Radio tonight, the Gus Bradley Show 6 to 7. Gus Bradley and Jeff Loggeman followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Loggeman, and Tony Baselli tonight on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. The Jags wrap up Dolphins Week Friday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.